be happy with. You have
Boston classical music lovers will recognize the voice of this conductor. It's the inimitable passion and fire of Maestro Benjamin Zander.
This is the most ferocious battle ever described in music by anybody. Do you realize that?
It's been a long year for Zander. Until this past January, he'd served for more than 40 years as the conductor of the youth orchestra at New England Conservatory, one of the top youth groups in the world. Zander's ouster followed revelations that he'd hired a convicted sex offender to film concerts and rehearsals without telling NEC administration.
Nobody has ever tried to write a battle. Yes, Prokofiev. Yes, Tchaikovsky. They're pathetic by comparison.
And now, Zander is back, once again leading a youth orchestra. As you can hear, he's guiding the newly formed Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra through one of the pieces the group is expected to perform at its November 25th Symphony Hall debut, Richard Strauss's Ein Heldenleben, or A Hero's Journey.
And people who understand this music will weep with the beauty of it. They will weep because it's so touching that men think they can do things alone. And they're wrong. Nobody can do anything alone. You can only do it with companions, with fellow spirits. And that's what the music is saying. Three before 77, three and one!
Maestro Benjamin Zander joins us now live in the studio. Benjamin Zander, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let me ask you, we just heard you in rehearsal there with the new orchestra saying nobody can do it alone. You need your fellow spirits. Is that you describing your own journey this past year?
Sure, everybody's journey. I mean, this is the most inspiring piece of music. It's a story about heroism, not the heroism of a battle of a soldier, but the heroism of a human being who's facing terrible difficulties and struggles and disappointments and critics, as the hero in that piece does in Ein Heldenleben, and how he overcomes it and the wisdom he comes to and the companion, his wife, who has with him. It's a very moving piece of music. And what's so fascinating is that this orchestra of very young people, the youngest is 12, many 13, 14, 15-year-olds, they absolutely love this music and they love the story and they're completely inside this story. They've owned it. Mm. It's their story. And every week as we work on it, they get more stirred and more energized and more excited and more proud of their ability to play, because it's one of the hardest pieces in the repertoire. Very few youth orchestras could ever play this piece.
Very few orchestras, period. Try it.
But,
and I want to talk more in more detail about the new orchestra in just a moment, but it does sound to me as if when you describe Ein Heldenleben that you do feel personal resonance to what the music is saying.
One shouldn't take these things too far. I mean, I think that...
Come now. I mean, music is art. It's supposed to be about life.
Yeah, so it definitely is about life. But I have another story which I was moved by. My father, you know, when he lost all his possessions in his family in Germany in the war, in the Holocaust, 8 members of his family lost in the death camps, and he came to England with 4 children and a wife to support, and then he was interned in one of these internment camps. Mm. And the people in that camp, 2,000 men in a state of terrible despair and upset and fear and anxiety, and Hitler was in Paris and they'd lost their homeland and their language and their family members. And they were so depressed, many of them were just staring at the barbed wire fence all day and doing nothing. He looked around and said, there are a lot of intelligent people here. We should start a university. And so they started a university in that camp with 40 classes running regularly, with no books and no paper and no chalk and pencils and blackboard, just people talking to each other. So the issue really is not what happens. The circumstances is not what's important. What's important is what you do about it, what you say about it. And this new orchestra is a demonstration of that possibility that is in front of every single human being, whatever the circumstances are. And I'm inspired by this opportunity.
So tell me more about the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. It has a wider age range than other youth orchestras you've conducted before. Right. 12 to 21.
21.
Why it's the wider range?
That covers the whole age of that stage in life when young people are learning about themselves, mastering their techniques, and also delving deep into the meaning of life and the meaning of music and expression. There's no other activity that 12-year-olds and 21-year-olds can do together at the same level. Mm-hmm. Playing in an orchestra is the only one. And they love each other and they love the range of people. It's a group that in 2 months has fallen in love with itself. And the energy and the excitement each week at the rehearsals. I mean, talk about retirement. This is the opposite of retirement. I say adrenaline is the secret of life. Saturday afternoons, we have the most exciting experience every week. It's tremendous. And we can't wait to give this concert, which is in Symphony Hall on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I mean, it's the best possible time. People will be looking for something to do.
And I'm sure that they'll find plenty to do and listen to in this concert. Yeah. I mean, even just listening to the rehearsal sound there, it sounds like a powerful group of young people.
Thrilling.
How does this, let me ask you, though, how does this youth orchestra differ, you'd say, from the other two major youth orchestras in Boston? I mean, we're lucky enough now to live in a city with three.
Right. Well, this is the era of youth orchestras. I mean, the Venezuelans have led the way and taught people that youth orchestras are not less than grown-up orchestras. In some ways, in some very important ways, they can be more. The energy, the excitement, the sense of newness, the sense of discovery, the passion that is released by these young people, very hard to maintain that through a professional life. So that's something new. Our orchestra is not a traditional American youth orchestra in the sense of being just for high school students. Mm-hmm. It goes through college. And that means there's a range of ability available and also a sense of excitement and energy and excitement that is new. It's new for me. I mean, I'm thrilled about it. It's the perfect age group.
So I hear your, and I can see your excitement here sitting across the table from us.
Over the moon.
But, but that's, it's in a way, it's not surprising given your passion for music decades long. But I read that you at first were rather uncertain about picking up the baton again for a youth orchestra.
No,
why?
It, a little bit. I mean, they made a lot of that fuss about that in the newspaper. I wasn't that reluctant. I mean, it's a big undertaking. It takes a lot of effort to put together a new institution. You have to find a place. You have to get new instruments. You have to buy timpani and chairs and stands, and it's a lot of things to do. And as I'm not a spring chicken anymore, so I had, the inevitable kind of can I do this? But I was surrounded by passionate people, including by the young people themselves, people who had played in the orchestra with me before and really wanted to go on, and they didn't want to stop, and they knew that this was something. And I'm not lacking in energy, so we've given ourselves over fully to this task, and now we want to fill Symphony Hall with other passionate people who are going to... Incidentally, we have an extraordinary soloist because Alyssa Weilerstein, who's one of the greatest cellists in the world, a young, hot, firebrand cellist, has agreed to play with us the Elgar Concerto. And there's a wonderful story there because Daniel Barenboim, who was married to Jacqueline Dubray, who was the greatest interpreter of the Elgar Concerto, refused to perform that piece when Jacqueline Dupree died. Mm. And for 28 years, he didn't perform it under any circumstances. And when he heard Alyssa Weilerstein play this piece, he changed his mind. He performed it with her, and now he's just recorded it with her, and it's become one of the hottest-selling recordings in the world. And she has agreed to play with us, with our youth orchestra, in our first concert. It's an absolutely thrilling thing. And then her boyfriend, who's a wonderful conductor from Venezuela, one of the... like Dudamel, the next Dudamel, brilliant young conductor, has agreed to come and guest conduct in the concerto so that he will be playing, accompanying her. And that's exciting for the students, too. So they're getting a tremendous amount of stimulation and excitement, and they talk on Facebook, and we have endless conversations. And we want to share this excitement and this passion and this joy with as many people as we possibly can.
We have about a minute to go here, and my last question for you is, you'll have to forgive me, because I just want to press you a little bit more about this, but I hear what it means to you to this November 25th concert. You've actually put together the orchestra with great speed. I mean, you've started rehearsing in September, so
right.
No time at all.
Right.
But what will it mean to you, Maestro Benjamin Zander, you yourself personally, to stand there and lead these young people through this concert on the 25th?
Well, it's a wonderful question, and the answer, it means the world, because young people is what my life is about. Training leaders through music, it's the future generation of leaders we're training here, and we do a lot more than just the music. We teach them in life values and leadership skills. And to stand in front of them and play Egmont Overture, Beethoven, it has to be Beethoven to start, the Elgar Cello Concerto with this great young artist, Elissa Weilerstein, and then the pinnacle piece, Ein Heldenleben of Strauss, in which the hero learns wisdom at the end of his life and learns to be at peace.
Maestro Benjamin Zander, the conductor of the newly formed Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. They make their Symphony Hall debut, their debut overall, on November 25th. Benjamin Zander, thank you so much for coming in again.
What a pleasure.
And we'll go out with a little bit more of the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra playing Richard Strauss's Ein Heldenleben.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.